The residents of Edison, New Jersey are frankly in a toxic mood. They just learned the Bush administration is cutting funding to clean up the waste site of the old Chemical Insecticide Corporation. Edison was one of 33 Superfund sites that had its funding cut, and the site is so polluted, neither the local nor state government can afford to clean it up. The polluter can't clean it up either. The company went bankrupt 30 years ago. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
Drums of contaminated soil sit on the 5-acre site, and much of the ground is covered in black plastic. The sheeting is supposed to contain the dioxin, arsenic, and assorted pesticides dumped into lagoons on the property long ago. Right next to the toxic waste site is a suburban neighborhood of ranch houses with perfectly trimmed lawns and flower beds. Rose Miller lives a few blocks away, but she spends a lot of time here with her grandkids. She says living so close to a toxic waste dump has caused stress and fear.
You have a pain, you have an ache right away. You think, oh, maybe that gave it to me, right? High blood pressure. This block is high blood pressure, believe it or me.
Miller has been taking care of a friend down the street with bone cancer. Even though she doesn't know what caused the cancer, the toxic waste site nearby is always there in the back of her mind.
Is it from here? You wonder. It's so sad. I feel bad. This is such a great country. Why isn't things being taken care right here?
Joyce Karkarsis lives behind the Superfund site. She's been in the neighborhood for 11 years, and she's spent 11 years waiting for the cleanup.
And I think it's a disgrace because, really, this is a hazardous chemical waste area. They promised for years and years to clean it up. And I don't know, I guess everybody is really, to be honest, pissed off.
Most of the residents in this blue-collar neighborhood own their own homes, and they don't want to leave. Bob Spiegel, director of the Edison Wetlands Association, spent 12 years getting to the point they were last week, ready to begin a $40 million cleanup. Now he says he'll start a new campaign with neighbors of every Superfund site across the country to work on getting the funding restored.
Hopefully, you know, the public outcry through the voters will be so great that it'll echo all the way to the White House. And it'll be something that President Bush just can't ignore. And I think it's just going to grow because the more people know that their toxic waste sites are not going to get cleaned up because they want corporate welfare versus the welfare of the American public, the greater the outcry is going to be.
The Superfund, which Congress allowed to expire in 1995, was financed by a tax on oil and chemical companies and other industries. It's no surprise that some here, like Edison Mayor George Spadoro, want to see the tax reinstated. He says the federal government bears a particular responsibility in this case, since the pollution came from the production of Agent Orange, a defoliant used during the Vietnam War.
So you have really two choices. One is a serious risk to the public health and safety if you don't clean it up, or a clean site that'll become a productive part of our community if you do clean it up. So the option seems clear to me, and it's up to the Bush administration and former Governor Whitman to really change their position.
The fact the former governor of New Jersey now heads the EPA is an added insult to residents here. New Jersey has 5 sites on the list of 33 that lost funding. But so far, Christine Whitman has remained silent on whether the cleanup program will be restored. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, Edison, New Jersey.